Chapter 4. Katie was telling the family all about Lucy's bedroom suite at the supper table that evening, almost in tears again. "You're not jealous, are you?" asked Mom. "Your furniture all matches. We think it looks nice." Then the tears really started. "No, Mom, I'm not jealous. I didn't expect anything like that for my birthday. I know we don't have that kind of money." "Don't you like your bedroom?" Pop asked. "We like the way it looks. And because you are the only girl, you have a big room all to yourself." "I can leave, I must share theirs." "Oh, Pop, I do like my room. It's lovely. I just get so angry when Lucy acts like that. She said Millie Fordney's isn't nice either, and I know she has a pretty one. It's just that Lucy's so proud. Not just her, but Saul and Marie, too. The whole bunch of the Hermans. They're all proud." She slammed her fist on the table so hard the silver rattled. "And I hate proud people. Jesus did, too." "Katie," Pop said firmly, "remember, being angry is as much a sin as being proud. And Jesus doesn't hate anyone. He just doesn't like the wrong things people do." Katie quieted down. She knew Pop liked peaceful meals. "I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make a fuss. You and Mom are good to us. Very good. And I love you both. I like my room. I just wish I didn't have to go to the Hermans so often and have to listen to their bragging." She looked around the table. Nobody was smiling. Not only Mom and Pop, but Ike and Levi were looking very sober, too. None of them said a word. That meant nothing could be changed. She shrugged her shoulders as she finished her dessert. Katie was doing dishes after supper while Mom and Pop were talking low out in the backyard. Ike stuck his head inside the kitchen door. Seeing only Katie, he came in and stood by the sink. "I'm finished with my chores. Can I help?" He reached for a towel and began wiping. "I know how hard it is to feel good toward the Hermans. But, little sister, I learned a long time ago, it's hard to understand some people. But God wants us to try anyway." "Why should it be like that?" "That's a test God gives us, I guess. If we can love unlovely neighbors, that proves we're being like Jesus. We'll have his kind of love in us." Katie leaned over the sink, thinking. "Maybe it would be easiest to go away and not see them anymore." "But if you go away because you don't want to see them, you haven't forgiven them. You're still not loving them. Jesus didn't run away from people he didn't like." "What bothers me," said Katie, "is that part of the Lord's Prayer that tells God to forgive us as we forgive others." She scrubbed the frying pan furiously. "When I'm angry, I'm not forgiving, am I? That scares me, Ike. It scares me." Ike patted her shoulder. "Tell Jesus about it. No fancy words needed. Just tell him how you feel. He'll help." Katie swished her hands in the suds before she spoke. "Pop says it's nice to have a room by myself, but if I had a sister, I'd have someone to talk to. I imagine you and Levi talk together." "Well, yes, we talk, but we don't always agree. No two people agree on everything." They worked silently a few moments, then Katie began again. "I wish I were grown up and away from here," she said, as she wiped the sink and hung the cloth to dry. Ike sighed as he watched her finish, then suggested she take a walk up the hill. "Get some fresh air and look around," he said. "The village looks nice this time of evening. It'll soon be sunset." Katie thought a walk was a good idea. As she started across the lawn, Leaner, who was resting on the porch, joined her. On the hill at the far end of the field lane, she found the big rock by the tree and settled down on it. Leaner snuggled close, pushing hard against her, his neck stretched across her lap. She sat a long time, rubbing her shoes over the little clumps of grass. "Ike says to tell you, Jesus. I don't know what to tell you, except I know I'm not loving the Hermans. Mom thought I was jealous, but I'm not, honest. I guess I just find it hard to love them when they're always bragging about their things. Ike says if I would have your kind of love, I wouldn't get angry. Please help me not to get angry when they boast that way. I wish we could be the kind of friends Millie and I are. Help me, please." It was high up there. She looked at the little village houses in the valley. There were only four streets. "Westboro is a pretty little town, Leaner. Ike was right. It's always nice to come up here. Rudy would like living in the town down there. There'd likely be a lot of little bodies for him to play with." She stroked Leaner's ears, and he pushed even closer. They named you right, boy, she told him, tweaking his nose. If you're not running, you're leaning. They sat and watched as the sun slowly sank nearer to the horizon, and red and purple rays spread in all directions. Then they started for the house. Where was you? Asked Rudy, who was sitting on the porch step in his pajamas. Mom said I must go to bed soon, and I wanted to know where you was. He squeezed his head against his shoulder as Leaner tried to lick his neck. Stop it, Leaner. You tickles. I was just up the hill for a walk, answered Katie. Westboro is a pretty town when the sun shines so beautifully on it in the evening. When the sun goes down and the lights go on, the little houses look like toys.
But they're not toys. Lots of little bodies like me lived there. If I lived there, I'd have somebody to play with.
Not if they were like the Hermans. It was Levi. He had come in from the barn and heard the conversation. Don't let Pop hear you say that. You don't have to be big to have big ears. Katie raised her brows and looked toward Rudy. I think you should go to bed, Rudy, now that you know where I was. Come, I'll tuck you in.
When she returned, Levi was waiting for her. You missed some company while you were up on the hill, he said.
Jim Fordney stopped in. He's got another bike. It's nice.
Not a new one.
Nah, new to him, but it's a used one. He got it from a fellow down in town. Paid $3. He only had two, so he'll help him do some painting to pay off the other dollar.
Why didn't he stay? Katie asked.
He came to tell us they're having a picnic. We're all to come. They want all the neighbors. Hermans and Martins are invited, too.
Are we going?
I don't know. I didn't get to tell Mom and Pop yet. They're busy discussing something out back. Jim said he had to go. I'm to give them the message when they're finished talking.
When's the picnic going to be?
Second Saturday in July. They hope everyone can come.
What if it rains?
They'll have it in the barn. Their barn's big and roomy.
Katie was excited.
I hope we can go, she said. We're so busy, we don't get to visit much. Sundays, Mom needs to rest. It'll be good to spend some time with the Fordneys and Martins again. I can't wait till school starts again. Millie and I have such good times together.
I just hope the Hermans don't spoil our good time at the picnic, Levi said.
Katie's eyes blazed. We're not going to let 'em. You hear?